This learning module is entitled Using Windows Explorer. This lesson will introduce you to the Windows Explorer file management program provided with Windows 95, Windows 98, and Windows NT operating systems. In this lesson, you will learn how to set your Windows Explorer view for optimal performance with JAWS for Windows, as well as techniques for organizing file and folder information on your computer. Windows Explorer is the file management program in Windows 95, Windows 98, and Windows NT operating systems. My focus is currently on the desktop, and I have one program running, which is JAWS. I'm going to press the key combination of the Windows logo key plus the letter E to open Windows Explorer. I'll press the Windows logo key E now.
Left Win E. Exploring dash my computer. Preview my computer open. 15 items to move through or expand items. Use the arrow keys.
JAWS reads the title bar of the new open window and the name the item is currently focused on. Later, I'll point out how the title bar can be used as a reference when navigating in Windows Explorer. JAWS announced the window control I landed on, which was a tree view. Now, if you're running in a different operating system, such as Windows 95 or NT, you may have landed in the List view, which is another control in Windows Explorer. You can move between the Tree view and the List view and other areas that may or may not be active on your machine by pressing the Tab key. You should only have to press the Tab key at most 3 or 4 times, but eventually you will land in Tree view, which is where we will begin. Go ahead if necessary and press Tab until you land in the tree view. Before we get started, I want to make sure my window is maximized so as much information can be displayed on the screen as possible. To maximize my window, I'm going to press the key combination Alt plus Spacebar to open the application control menu. I'll press Alt plus Spacebar now.
Alt space menu active. Restore unavailable. To move through items, press up or down arrow R.
I'm going to press the accelerator key X to maximize this window.
X leaving menus.
I've returned to the tree view, and now I'm going to demonstrate how we can move between the tree view and the list view by pressing the Tab key. I'll press Tab now.
Tab, list view, not selected, 3-1, app, floppy, left paren, A, colon, right paren, 1 of 15, to move to items, use the arrow keys.
We've landed in the list view. We can tab again, and you'll hear that there's a third control. I'll press tab one more time now.
Tab, address edit combo, my computer, 0 items, to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
Some computers may have this item already turned off, and if so, you will not land here. I'm going to remove this control by going to the View menu by pressing Alt plus the letter V, as in View, to open the View menu.
Alt V, menu active, toolbar submenu, to move through items, press up or down arrow T.
I've landed on the first menu item in the View menu. If you're running Windows 95 or NT, you would have heard Toolbars Checked if you landed in that combo box. Since I'm running Windows 98, and you may find this in later versions of Windows 95 as well, there's a submenu and there's several toolbars that you can either check or uncheck. If you heard Toolbars Checked, simply press Enter to turn off that option. I'm going to press Enter to open up this submenu since I'm running Windows 98. I'll press the Enter key now.
Enter Standard Buttons Checked, S.
The Standard Buttons toolbar is one of the toolbars contained within this submenu. I'm not going to remove this submenu as it really doesn't affect the work that we're going to do in Windows Explorer. However, if I down arrow,
Address Bar Checked, A.
I find that the address bar is checked. I want to uncheck this address bar by pressing Enter. I'll press the Enter key now.
Enter, leaving menus.
My address bar is now gone. Windows Explorer is a hierarchical structure of the entire contents of our computer. We use Windows Explorer to conduct file management tasks, such as moving, renaming files, and folders. We can organize the files we create and store them in folders we create. There are no rules in how you choose to organize your files and folders. You simply do what makes sense to you. If you press Tab again, you may land on a button called Toolbar Close Button. If you do, press Tab one more time, and you will land back in the tree view. This Toolbar Close Button appears in some later versions of Windows Explorer. I'll press Tab now.
Tab, Toolbar Close Button. A series of graphical buttons. Menus usually contain the same options.
And I'll press Tab one more time.
Tab, Tree View. My computer opened. 15 items. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
So here we are, back in the tree view. Before I show you how to move to those files and folders on your computer, I want to briefly mention the difference between a file and a folder. Think of a file as a single piece of paper. An example of a file would be a text or a Word document. A folder is a storage place similar to a notebook storing paper for other files and other folders. Currently, our focus is on the My Computer item in the tree view. The uppermost level of the tree view in Windows Explorer is the desktop, which is just above where we are currently in the tree view. The tree view is arranged vertically, and I can go up and down my tree view using my up and down arrow keys. The item My Computer is level 1, and the desktop is the uppermost part of the computer, or level 0. So I must press the up arrow key to move to the desktop.
Level 0, desktop opened, 5 items.
We're going to practice navigating in the tree view, opening and closing tree view items, and navigating down our tree several levels. The hard drive, or the C drive, is level 2, so I'm going to down arrow from the desktop to move to the hard drive.
Level 1, my computer opened, 15 items.
We have arrived at My Computer again, and JAWS announced that My Computer was opened. The items in your tree view can either be opened or closed. When a tree view item is closed, it means the contents of that tree view item are not visible when you use your up or down arrow to navigate through the tree view. Since My Computer is opened, if I press my down arrow key, I will eventually find the hard drive. If My Computer is not open in your tree view, simply press the right arrow key to open it. To close a tree view, simply press the left arrow key. I'm going to continue navigating down my tree view by pressing my down arrow key.
Level 2, 3, 1, app floppy left parent A colon right parent closed, 1 of 15. Exploring dash my computer dialog, a colon backslash is not accessible, the device is not ready, retry button to activate, press spacebar, alt R.
Okay, a dialog box has appeared on our screen, and JAWS read the default button in this dialog box, which is the retry button. When navigating in tree view, your computer will try to read your 3.5 floppy or your CD-ROM drive. If there isn't a floppy or a CD in either of these drives, you will get this message. I'm going to press the Tab key to move to the Cancel button.
Tab, Cancel button to activate, press spacebar.
This is the only other button in this dialog box, and I'll press the spacebar now.
Space, Tree View, my computer opened. 15 items. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
So, I've returned to my tree view, and now I'm free to navigate. Remember, as you navigate in the tree view, if you press your up or down arrow key, and you try to pass the 3.5 floppy or the CD-ROM, and you don't have either a 3.5 floppy or a CD-ROM in that drive, you're going to get that message again. I want to move to my C drive, so I'm going to press the down arrow key twice quickly to move past my A drive and onto my C drive. If you have two floppy drives, they would normally be labeled drive A and drive B, and in this case you would have to down arrow three times quickly to get onto your hard drive in the tree view. I'm going to press down arrow twice quickly right now.
3-1, local disk left parent C colon right parent closed, 2 of 15.
JAWS announced that my local drive was closed, so now I want to press my right arrow to open it.
Local disk left parent C colon right parent open, 19 items.
If on your computer, JAWS announced this tree view item as left parent C right parent, then that's how it's currently being displayed. You can give the drive C a label so that the next time you're navigating in tree view and you want to move to your C drive, you can use first letter navigation. To label your C drive, in other words, to give it a name, you can use the Properties dialog, which is Alt plus the Enter key when the tree view item is selected. I'm going to press Alt Enter now to open the Properties dialog.
Alt Enter local disk left parent C colon right parent Properties dialog, General page label colon edit local disk type and text Alt L.
We've landed in an edit field where we can simply type the name. I'm going to name mine Hard Drive and press Enter.
H-A-R-D space D-R-I-V-E Enter exploring dash local disk left parent C colon right parent preview local disk left parent C colon right parent opened 19 items to move through or expand items use the arrow keys hard drive left parent C colon right parent opened 19 items.
Okay, we're still in the tree view and our new label is being displayed. Now, when we move through the tree view, we can simply press the first letter, just H in this case, and move to that item. The items contained directly off my hard drive are in level 3. I'm going to move to the JAWS for Windows folder by using first letter navigation. I'll press the letter J now. If you have more than one copy of JAWS on your system, you may need to press the letter J more than once to land on the JAWS 4.0 folder.
J level 3, JAWS 37 closed, 7 of 19. J JAWS 40 closed, 8 of 19.
We can open the JAWS for Windows folder to continue our navigation in the tree view by pressing the right arrow key. I'm going to press the right arrow key now.
JAWS 40 opened, 4 items.
Our focus is still on the tree view item, but this time it's opened, and the items that are contained within this folder are below it. I'd like for us to move to the Manuals folder, and I'm going to do that by pressing the letter M for first key navigation.
M, level 4, Manuals closed, 2 of 4.
JAWS announced that we're 4 levels down in the tree view. There are files I'd like for us to move to, but all the files are shown in a separate list to the right. In order to reach this list, we must press the Tab key. I'll press Tab now.
Tab, list view, not selected any, 1 of 1, to move to items use the arrow keys.
The first item in our list view, in fact, the only item in this list view, is not selected and the folder is called ENU, which stands for English United States. The list view and the tree view have a relationship. The list view item shows the contents of the folder we were on in the tree view. To select the first item in the list view, you can press your spacebar. I'm going to do that now.
Enu space.
Now that this item is selected, I press Enter to open it, whereas in the tree view I was pressing my right arrow to open a tree view item. I'll press the Enter key now.
Enter list view not selected authorization key guide.doc 1 of 8 to move to items use the arrow keys.
JAWS announced the first item in this list view and said it was unselected. When we're navigating in the list view, we'll be able to hear the difference between when we land on a folder and when we land on a file. When we land on a file, JAWS would read the name of the list view item as well as the 3-character file extension associated with that file. You open files and folders in the same way in the list view, except that when you open files, the computer launches the associated program for that file. List view items, unlike tree view items, can be arranged in rows and columns, similar to how our desktop is arranged. In this case, we can use our up, down, right, and left arrow keys to move to list view items. Later, I'll show you how to change your list view into a vertical list. First, I would like to move to and open a file called keystrokes.txt. I think you might find this file useful because it contains a list of quick reference keystrokes and a brief description of what each one of those keystrokes do. I'm going to move to this file now by pressing K twice.
Kkeystrokes.doc. Kkeystrokes.txt.
As you heard, two versions of this file exist. The file with a doc extension is a Microsoft Word document. Because everyone might not have Microsoft Word installed on his or her computer, we'll use the standard text file version of this file, whose extension is TXT. Now, to open a file within the list view, simply press your Enter key.
Enter keystrokes.txt-notepad. Edit type of text.
JAWS reads the title bar for the application that was opened when we pressed Enter on this file, which is Notepad. I recommend that you reopen and read this file later, but we're going to close it now by pressing Alt plus the function key F4. I'll press Alt F4 now.
Alt F4, exploring dash NU list view keystrokes.txt 8 of 8, to move the items use the arrow keys.
We've returned to Windows Explorer, and JAWS announced the location in our title bar and also read the name of the file that is selected within the list view, which in this case is keystrokes.txt. The default view setting for your list view in Windows Explorer is large icons, and that is arranged in columns and rows. We're going to change this to a detailed list that will arrange our view in one vertical list. We can do this in the View menu. I'm going to press the key combination Alt plus the letter V to move to and open the View menu. I'll press Alt plus V now.
Alt V menu active, toolbar submenu to move through items, press up or down arrow T.
I'm going to press the letter D to move to and select the detailed menu item.
D, leaving menus, keystrokes.txt.
Now, we've changed our list view to a detailed list, and we can navigate this list view by pressing our up and down arrow keys. The benefit to having a detailed list is that when you want to hear information about the selected list view item, you can press the JAWS key combination Insert Up Arrow, which is the Say Line command, to hear information about that list view item. I'm going to press Insert plus Up Arrow now.
Keystrokes.txt 8KB text document 8/11/01/10/21 AM, 8 of 8.
Okay, we heard the size of that particular file, the type of file, which is a text document, and the date and time this file was modified. I would like to show you how to select contiguous and non-contiguous files and perform some basic editing such as cut, copy, and paste. To do this, let's move to the beginning of this list view by pressing the Home key.
Home authorization key guide.doc.
This file is currently selected, but if we weren't sure, we could press the JAWS key combination Shift plus Insert plus down arrow to hear the selected text. I'll press the key combination Shift, Insert, down arrow now.
Selected text is authorization key guide.doc.
Since this file is selected, we could delete, rename, cut, or copy this file. I'm going to demonstrate how to select the first six files in this list view. When we select files that are right next to each other, we call that a contiguous group of files. Because the first file is already selected, we can select the next file by pressing the Shift plus the down arrow key. When I do this key combination, I'm going to hold down the Shift key until I'm finished making the selection. I'll do that now. I'll press Shift plus down arrow.
Authorization key guide.txt selected.
Now we have two files selected. JAWS announced the new file that was selected. I'm going to press the down arrow key on my number pad again, and remember that my Shift key is still being held down. So again, I'll press Shift down arrow.
Java install with JAWS.doc selected.
Now, three files are selected. Still holding down my Shift key, I'm going to press the down arrow three more times to select three more files.
Java install with JAWS.txt selected. JAWS Quick Start Guide 8.20.01.doc selected. JAWS Quick Start Guide 8.20.01.txt selected.
Now I'm going to release my shift key and my down arrow key, and I'm going to press the key combination to hear selected text. Again, that keystroke is shift plus insert plus down arrow.
Selected text is authorization key guide dot doc authorization key guide dot txt java install with jaws dot doc java install with jaws dot txt jaws quick start guide 8.20.01 dot doc jaws quick start guide 8.20.01 dot txt.
At this point, all these files are selected and I could delete them, copy them to another location, or remove them from the ENU folder and paste them into another location. When I was selecting these files, I held down my shift key so that I could select them. It's important to note that if you let go of your shift key and press any of your arrow keys, you will unselect the previously selected items. I'm going to copy these selected items now by pressing the key combination Ctrl plus the letter C. I'll press Ctrl plus C now.
Copied selected text to clipboard.
The items are still selected within my list view, but a copy of those items has been placed on my clipboard until I'm ready to retrieve them. I want to paste a copy of these items in the same level as the ENU folder, which is back one level. To move back in the list view, you simply press the backspace key. I'm going to press the backspace key now.
List view not selected ENU file folder 8/13/01927AM 1 of 1. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
To paste items from your clipboard, you press the key combination Ctrl plus V as in Victor. I'll press Ctrl V now.
Pasted text from clipboard. JAWS Quick Start Guide 8.20.01.txt. JAWS Quick Start Guide 5.02.01.txt. Authorization Key Guide.txt. Java Install with JAWS.doc. Java Install with JAWS.txt. JAWS Quick Start Guide 8.20.01.doc. JAWS Quick Start Guide 5.02.01.doc. Authorization Key Guide.doc.
Once the items are pasted from your clipboard, they are selected still in the list view. You want to be careful that you don't press a key such as delete and accidentally delete these files, because they are selected. Also, the files we copied may not appear in the same order they were when we copied them. You can use a Windows keystroke, function key F5, to unselect these items and arrange them in order again. I'll press function key F5 now.
F5.
We can perform another type of selection, which is called non-contiguous selection. That's selecting files which are not next to each other within the list view. I'm at the top of this list view on the folder ENU. Alright, I've decided that I want to select only those files that have the extension TXT. Since we're on the folder called ENU, I'll press the down arrow key to move to the next file name.
Authorization key guide.doc.
This file is not a text file, so we will continue moving down the list. I'll press down arrow again.
Authorization key guide.txt.
This file does have a TXT extension, and it is selected by pressing the down arrow. Now, assuming that we don't remember whether the next file will have a TXT extension or not, we want to use the non-contiguous selection method. To select a non-contiguous group of files, we don't hold the shift key. Instead, we press the control key and hold it down while pressing the arrow keys. To include a file in our selection, we press the space bar while keeping that control key held down. Let's try this. I'm going to press control plus down arrow.
Not selected Java install with JAWS.doc 48KB Microsoft Word document 8/11/01/21AMA 4 of 7.
We don't want to select this file name, so I'll continue holding the control key and press down arrow again.
Not selected Java install with JAWS.txt 29KB text document 8/11/01/21AMA 5 of 7.
We do want this file selected, so I'll press Ctrl plus spacebar now.
Ctrl space, Java install with JAWS.txt.
There should be one more text file in this list. Let's press Control down arrow to check it out.
Not select a JAWS Quick Start Guide 8.20.01.doc94KB Microsoft Word Document 8/11/01/10/21AMA607.
Okay, that was a document file, so we don't want that one, so I won't press the spacebar here, but I'll still continue to hold down the Control key and press down arrow one more time.
Control space JAWS Quick Start Guide 8.20.01.txt.
Good. We're finished with selecting our non-contiguous files. If you want to be sure that you have three files selected at this point, you can release the Control key and press
Insert Page Down. Three object left pair and S right pair and selected 66.0KB my computer.
Of course, you could have also pressed the Here Selected Text command, Shift plus Insert plus Down Arrow as we did before. I'll press this key combination now.
Selected text is authorization key guide.txt Java install with JAWS.txt JAWS quick start guide 8.20.01.txt.
For now, we'll leave these files selected and practice moving them to a new folder that we're going to create. First, I'm going to cut these items to my clipboard by pressing the keystroke combination Control plus the letter X. I'll press Control X now.
Cut text authorization key guide.txt Java install with JAWS.txt JAWS quick start guide 8.20.01.txt.
Next, we need to create a new folder where we can paste these files. To do this, press Alt plus F, as in file, to activate your file menu.
Alt F menu active open. To move through items, press up or down arrow O.
JAWS reads the first menu item in this file called Open. Technically, since the items I've just cut are still selected, the computer wants to know if I want to open these items. We obviously don't want to do this, so I'm going to press the letter N, as in New, to move to and open the new submenu.
N, new submenu, N, folder, F.
JAWS announced the first menu item in this submenu, which is Folder. We'll press Enter to choose this option.
Enter, leaving menus, edit, new folder, type and text.
We're now in an edit field that will allow us to name this folder. If we were to press Enter, our folder would have the name, New Folder. I'm going to name my new folder, Text Files. Since the current folder name is selected, I can just start typing and it will be erased.
T E X T space F I L E S.
And I'll press Enter.
Enter list view text files file folder 8/14/01/142 PM 8 of 8 to move to items use the arrow keys.
Our new folder has just been created and it is selected. I want to open this folder and paste the items that are on my clipboard in the list view. I'm going to press Enter now to open the folder called Text Files.
Enter list view 0 items to move to items use the arrow keys.
Finally, we're ready to paste the 3 files we were moving. Press the key combination Control plus V, as in Victor, to paste those files.
Paste the text from clipboard JAWS Quick Start Guide 8.20.01.txt Java install with JAWS.txt authorization key guide.txt.
And with that, we have completed the process of moving these files. For our next exercise, let's practice renaming a folder. Actually, a file could be renamed using the same procedure, but we'll rename the text file folder we just created. Don't forget that you're inside the text files folder at this moment. The first thing I'm going to do is press backspace, which will bring me back up 1 level in the list view.
List view, not selected, new file folder 8/13/01/927 AM 1 of 5, to move to items use the arrow keys.
Okay, I'm going to press the letter T to move to our new folder called Text Files.
T, Text Files.
To rename a folder or file, press the F2 key once its file name is selected. Pressing T moved us to the text files folder, so we're ready to press F2. I'll press F2 now.
F2, edit text files, type in text.
As before, the folder text files is currently selected. So if I type a new name, I will be typing over the previous folder name. I'm going to type a new name called text manuals and then press enter.
T-E-X-T space M-A-N-U-A-L-S. Enter list view text manuals file folder 8/14/01142 PM 2 of 5 to move to items use the arrow keys.
Our next topic involves deleting files and folders. You can delete a file or a folder when the item is selected by pressing the delete key. When you delete a folder, you delete all the items that are in that folder, such as subfolders and files. So you want to be careful when you delete folders and check first what is inside of them. We know that our text manual folder has 3 files in it. If we delete this folder, we're not deleting those original manuals that we found earlier, because originally we had just copied them at that point. So basically, the text files in here are just a duplication of the ones that already exist. I'm going to press my delete key now.
Confirm folder delete dialog. Are you sure you want to remove the folder text manuals and move all its contents to the recycle bin? Yes button. To activate, press spacebar, Alt Y.
A dialog box appeared on our screen. This is a great safety feature in Windows Explorer, because if you accidentally delete an item, you can stop at this point and tab to the No button and press Enter to cancel its operation. The default button in this dialog is the Yes button. So if I press Enter now, the text folder is sent to the recycle bin. I'm going to press Enter and send these items to the recycle bin.
Enter list view not selected new file folder 8/13/01927 AM 1 of 4 to move to items use the arrow keys.
Okay, we've returned to the list view and our text manuals folder is now placed in our recycle bin. If I didn't mean to press the Enter key, I could simply perform the Windows undo command, Control plus the letter Z, which would bring back that text manuals folder. I'm not going to press the Control Z now though, because our next lesson will examine the recycle bin, and I'd like the text manuals folder to still be there. So, if you practice undoing the delete operation we just performed, please make sure you delete the folder again before continuing on to the next lesson. When you are finished using Windows Explorer, you may use the standard Windows command, Alt plus Function Key F4, to close Windows Explorer and exit. I'm going to press Alt F4 to close Windows Explorer now.
Alt F4.